With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman, and I'm in the studio with Tom Collins, the director of the new Perez Art Museum Miami, and the museum opens today. So, Tom, in your mind, what does it mean to create a museum for this community, for the community of South Florida?
Mm-hmm. We look at the diversity of this community, and we use it as an index. We will not only grow audiences here who will be able to see themselves in what we do. This is critically important. But I think from the outside, our peer institutions, particularly in North America, will recognize that even though our programs are broad, we 20th and 21st century art from around the world, that weighted more heavily towards the Americas, weighted more heavily toward the Caribbean. But we're also opening with a mid-career survey of the work of Ai Weiwei, the great Chinese artist.
You've talked about how you see this building as a means to an end. What does that mean?
The building is spectacular, functional, and beautiful. But I would say that, and it may sound very abstract, but I think particularly contemporary visual arts have a very special power to change the way people think and feel and then behave. And so offering on a regular basis the opportunity for visitors to the museum to encounter new ideas that change the way they think and behave once they leave the museum. We have thought very carefully about how to mediate sometimes difficult content for all of the audiences we serve.
Like what? Like what kind of difficult content?
Well, you know, oftentimes contemporary art is provocative, it's disturbing, and for many people, off-putting at first. And I think we can't, as an institution, offer people things that they love all the time or that they'd want to live with. But what we can offer them is works of art that we think fold together important ideas.
Can you point to something that kind of falls into that basket for you?
My experience over time with the work of Jackson Pollock from the latter part of the 40s and the early 1950s, the work that's sometimes referred to as his poured painting, coming to understand that that work really ultimately is a visual metaphor for the human psyche traumatized by all of the cataclysms and tragedies of the previous decades, the global economic depression, world wars, genocides, the Stalinist purges, the advent of nuclear war. And understanding that work, which is taken at face value, seems to be about nothing.
Of the current collection, is there anything you can point to that's kind of closest to your heart?
I think the piece that, to me, best represents much of what I've been talking about with you is a piece by the artist Hugh Locke, who was born in Guyana but lives in London now. And he created a new work of art for us called For Those in Peril on the Sea. And it's actually hanging in the lobby, so it will be for most visitors their introduction to what we do at the museum. It comprises 60-plus handmade boats, commercial freighters, private boats, rafts, and so forth, that hang over the head of the viewer. So you're actually looking at them from underneath as if under the water. But I think the idea of migration, so many people in this community have come from somewhere else, and that this community is at the center of economic, social, political, and cultural exchange. This piece really touches on so many of those ideas in the most beautiful and compelling fashion.
For Miami-Dade residents, the museum is free for the first week.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom Collins, director of the Perez Art Museum Miami. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.